it's Greg Yates from the No Head Trash Nation, where our mission is to unlock your purpose, help you live with passion, and become who you were created to be. Hey, this is where the dominion of head trash and circumstantial lies are replaced by purpose, passion, and unlimited potential. And you can't imagine how much I love saying that, because I know exactly what you're thinking. But what if your circumstances have nothing to do with what you're capable of? What if there's more going on than you think there is? And the resources you need, what if they're already available? What if it's time to stop trying so hard and live the unencumbered life? Welcome to Greg Yates, Unencumbered. What an incredible day to break loose some thoughts that are stuck in our brain and replace them with a future that we were born to be part of. Wow, I just had this vision of putting penetrating oil. I was just doing it with my hands here. Putting penetrating oil on a rusty bolt and working it and torquing it just a little back and forth, watching it break loose and those little flakes of rust just fall off, blowing them with one little poof of air and feeling the whole thing start loosening up so we can replace it with a new one. Wow, that is so cool. If you know me, then you're used to hearing me talk about head trash. Maybe you're even familiar with my upcoming book, Circumstances Lie. But today I'm introducing you to my newest word. And if there was one word I want to describe me from now on, it's this one. I'm claiming it. And if you want, you can claim it with me and be part of this crusade. The word is unencumbered. Maybe you've never heard that word before, and if that's true, I hope you'll add it to your vocabulary right now and impress your friends and family with it. But if you really don't know what it means, let's start right there. Here you go. The definition of unencumbered. Don't you just love the way that word sounds, by the way? Even before you know what it means, that big four-syllable word, not a four-letter word, a four-syllable word. Let's be clear. In fact, it's almost 180 degrees from most of the four-letter words you're thinking of, like pain, debt, fear. It's headed in entirely the opposite direction from those. And I would argue it's the switch that lets you flip all those into a journey toward the most powerful state of all, which, although it is a four-letter word, is the highest frequency of any state of existence you could aspire to. Being unencumbered sets you in the direction of, you guessed it, love. Not having love or giving love or being in love, but being love. Wow, that's a whole other conversation, honestly. But another premise of everything I talk about is that aha moments, hey, they're great. They just don't last. Being comes first. Doing happens almost on accident from whatever you're being. Okay, enough of that. I get carried away. And if you've ever talked to me about this topic, you know how passionate I can get about it, because I'm sick of being encumbered, sick of the assumptions I've made and that I've watched other people make. And if you're sick of it, hit me back in the comments right now. Find a way to message me just so I know we're on the same page and I'm not the only one. So are you ready? I hope you've got your pen, because here it is, the definition. You thought I forgot, didn't you? The definition of unencumbered. Unencumbered, or basically not encumbered, right? Unencumbered. The definition, here we go. Not having any burden or impediment. Boom. I love that definition. Every single word of it. Not, the absence of, having, owning, possessing, having as a feature or even a scent. Any, none, zero, zip, no evidence at all. Not even a trained police dog could sniff out one drip in a 5-gallon bucket of any. Burden, baggage, stuff that slows you down, makes you carry more than yourself. Or, not and, no other side of the equation is implied to watch out for. Impediment, hindrance or obstruction, the stuff that's in your way or has blocked your path. Unencumbered means not having any burden or impediment. Wow, what would that look like? Hey, I've got to be honest, I have no idea, but I want to. In fact, I want you to ask yourself right now the same question I've been asking myself. What does my life look like if it's unencumbered? Have you ever had someone, a business or financial coach maybe, ask you what you would do if money was not an issue? Or what would you do if your health were not an issue? Or your job or some relationship or your finances or your faith? It's almost too big a question to ask and answer, right? I mean, even Superman has his impediments, kryptonite. So now I'm asking myself, am I saying there's no kryptonite? Wow, I've got to play with that one just a little bit. But I will say this, if there are no impediments out there, then the one holding the kryptonite must be in here. Okay, I better keep this moving. Unencumbered, wow. So Superman has impediments, and so do you, right now anyway. Stay with me, because in order to ask such a crazy question, the first thing that has to be unencumbered is my thinking. I mean, let's face it, the second I start even asking the question, the argument began. My own head trash. Yes, despite popular opinion, I've got a lot of it. So let's both begin right there. Not many years ago, I went through hell. You may think I'm talking figuratively, but I'm pretty sure it was actual hell. Have you ever been there? The absence of peace, the absence of freedom, the absence of any sense that there was even a God at work in my life. I'm just speaking for myself, but you need to know what made me ask this question. I could tell you all the reasons my life was over, or at least compressed into the smallest box you ever saw, and it was probably better if I were dead. It was literally like some kind of autoimmune disease where my own beliefs were like antibodies within me that were destroying everything, good or bad, in my entire thought process. I reached a point that I had to strip out everything I believed, write it down in words, and question whether or not that belief was going to support me or kill me, whether it was going to assist me in my possibility of a future, or if it had to go. And a lot of them had to go. I'll tell you more about the specific beliefs if you stick around in a future podcast, but it was a totally brutal process. Things I was sure were true, hey, you're there too, simply couldn't stick around if I were going to survive and become who I was capable to be. You might be there now. The burdens and impediments to your own success, even your own survival, they may be your own beliefs. Maybe something you're thinking about right now. Now, does my word sound more inviting to you, unencumbered? Say it with me, unencumbered. Wow, did you just feel a second there of hope? Maybe I would never have asked this question if things were just tolerable. You know, the book, Good to Great, the premise is that the thing standing in the way of great is good. When things are good, you're never willing to do the things that will make them great. When your life is good or even tolerable, you'll never do the things that make you great. And I just happen to believe that great is what you were designed for. Now, whether you believe that or not, I don't really care. If you want to choose the belief that you aren't really great or weren't designed at all, or that you're not ready for unencumbered or you're not ready for great, unless somehow it accidentally finds you, I thought my life was great for a long time because I was measuring it by the circumstances around me. And when those circumstances turned on me like antibodies, they weren't so great any longer. Hence the book title, Circumstances Lie. Hey, the book's a novel. It's a love story, actually, that rolls out the five lies that circumstances tell, and it's built on the premise that you can't trust circumstances at all. If they have a chance and you're tuned into them with a poor set of beliefs that you didn't choose for yourself, they'll lie to you every single time. Here's the thing, in case you didn't know, you can't see 5 seconds into the future. You can't see around the next corner, and you can't carry the burdens and impediments of your faulty belief system if you want to live an unencumbered life. What beliefs are holding you back? Of course it seems impossible. That's the beauty of it. That's the secret you've always known exists, and that's the obsessive conversation I want to have on this podcast, and I hope you're going to have that conversation with me. It's not an aha moment. The only thing aha about it is the second you imagine what it would look like, and that's a long ways from actually being true. Here's the thing. It's not that far from where you are. It's exactly what you were created for, and everything else in life is designed to teach you that when it's all said and done, there's a lot more going on than you think. Every what if question is built on the possibility of being unencumbered. What would unencumbered look like for you? Hey, it's Greg here. We laugh, we cry. We even get angry about the influence of head trash, but where does it come from and what can we do about it? That's why I wrote my latest book, Circumstances Lie: The Truth About Defining Moments, Vulnerability, The Power of Your Story, and How to Change the World. I'd love to give you a free advance copy, and I'd love to hear your story about how you break free from circumstantial beliefs. If you'd like a free copy, text EZBOOK, the letter E, the letter ZBOOK, to 474747. Hey, let's do breakthrough together.